de son album Mille Notes. Maintenant qu'il habite Dieppe, il y a annoncé sur Facebook, ben c'est ça, là, si vous voulez voir son spectacle virtuel sur le Facebook, qui donne un spectacle. Alors, j'ai sorti son album, puis on termine l'émission avec une pièce de. C'est marqué à 14 ans. Ronaldo Richard, au revoir.
It's a beautiful Saturday.
Sure, but it's raining out.
What would you like to do today? Have a party?
I'd rather stay in and watch a movie.
Okay. How about we watch an action movie?
I'm in the mood for a comedy.
Let's order dinner. Would you like pizza?
I'd rather have raw vegetables. You know, carrots and beets.
Okay. I'm a bit perplexed. Why are you being so defiant?
I'm being perfectly normal. You're defying me.
I can't read your mind, Matthew.
Well, don't try to. I'm unreadable.
You're being a contrarian.
No, I'm not. Or am I?
Forget it. Let's listen to the radio.
That I can agree with.
Finally!
Listening to CKUT 90.3 FM and Anything Goes, the show for kids, by kids, all kids radio. Today's episode is all about rebellion. We've got a story on how to solve conflicts rather than rebelling, one about the role rebellion plays in society, a story about a rebellion for food, and more.
Now this I like. Let's tune in for more.
Welcome to Madison's Rando Animal Facts. During this talk show, I will be randomly popping up to share a total of 6 weird and random animal facts. Stick around if you're a crazy animal lover like me, Maddie Audi.
Showdown Bob. Once there lived a guy named Bob. He lived in the cowboy ages. Bob's parents were killed by some guys during World War II. Wait a minute, wasn't World War II after the cowboy days? Whatever, let's just stick with this story. As it sounds kind of cool. Now, this guy named Bob lived in an orphanage. He really didn't mind it, but he detested dinner, lunch, and breakfast because all they would eat were raw potatoes. But that was okay because Bob was a real rebel who rebelled against society and eating raw potatoes. So one day, he crept out of his bed, put on his nightgown, and entered the kitchen. He had a plan. He was surprised because there he saw a big, fat man making potatoes out of rocks. This was unacceptable. He knew he had to do something about this, so he took a banana off the table and pointed it at him and said, "Hands up." The man was like, "Oh no, you don't, little boy." I could see that he also had a gun, which civilized people would call a banana. I knew this was going to become a showdown, so I had my banana ready to shoot at him at any moment. First, the man shot at me. Squish! And I ducked from it. The banana just skinned the top of my head. Just in time, I shot my banana, and the goo hit the man, and he fainted. I walked around him and found a whole bag of burger, ribs, and soft drinks that the man was hiding and eating himself. I buried the man in the rock potatoes and shared the junk food with all the kids at the orphanage. From that day on, he was called Showdown Bob. This story is written and performed by Matty.
Hey, hey, hey. You have reached Madison's Rando Animal Facts number one. This first fact may creep out our listeners with arachnophobia. Your discretion has been advised. Did you know there are an average of 50,000 spiders per acre in green areas? I'm sorry, what? Oh Lord, nah. I'll be learning to walk on stilts from now on. So if you see a girl on stilts in the grass one day, that may be me. I hope I didn't scare any of our listeners out there. Speaking of green areas, why don't you take some time off today and go for a walk in the park? Nothing's better than being out in the fresh air. Maddie, outie.
I'm Dove.
And I'm Saul.
Today we're going to talk about how to be known as a rebel. The first one is to chew gum.
Yeah, that one's popular. Probably because a lot of people do it and they stick it on their tables.
That's sort of disgusting.
Yeah.
The second one is question the rules. We've done that one quite a bit.
Yeah, questioning the rules is hard, but rebellious, really rebellious. The third one is wear clothes that could potentially minorly offend teachers, like sunglasses in class. That one hurts.
Don't stop doing something. You like football, for example, because a lot of the time you get tackled and get head injuries if people tell you to.
That's it for today. You don't have to listen to us, though.
I'm Doug.
And I'm Solomon.
Hey, hey, hey. You have reached Madison's Rando Animal Facts number two. This is for my music people, so listen up and listen well. Did you know a housefly hums in the key of F? Well, this is a perfect example when a bug is more musical than you.
Like, seriously, seems like the whole world has some type of music to it. Also, what kind of instrument do you play?
I'm currently playing the euphonium.
No, you're not expected to know what that is.
Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised. But to put it short, a euphonium is just a mini version of a tuba, but with the note range of a trombone. Maddie Audi.
It's Anything Goes, the show written by kids, for kids, all kids radio.
On CKUT 90.3 FM.
My name is Matthew Homa, and this is my view on rebellion and what it can do in society. Rebellion is a very strong tool for social change in our world. Whether it's staging a coup to unionizing and defending human rights, sometimes we need to just go against the system for what we believe is best. For example, when human rights are being ignored or your best living conditions are being denied to you, rebellion can eradicate these social harms and bring positive change in our lives. One of the oldest examples of rebellion in history occurred during the Roman Empire. It was pushed on by Romans who felt that the rule of Julius Caesar wasn't being just and beneficial for everyone. They wanted to overthrow Caesar and stop the banishment of revolutionary thinking and of thinking that criticized the government. It was these people that were able to break the systems that banished freedom of speech and to grant liberty to the people. Even if certain harms might have ensued, we can still see that a great age of peace came, multiple developments that are still relevant in our world today happened, and we might not be where we are now because of it. A reason why people in that time might have been not necessarily acceptance towards this change is because of the mindset in the olden Roman Empire. People used to be very bipolar in their thinking. Either they support what they want and they go against the others. But today, we are luckily able to be in a position where we can see other people's harms, look at them, and try and sympathize with them and get better change for them. We see that we're capable of harboring change today because of our mindsets, and that's why rebellion is actually a very strong tool in our world today. We still see rebellion play a powerful role in our society today. Everyone has the right to make statements that demonstrate the harms imposed on them. People can unionize, get together, and go against discrimination within our world. People deserve to have a say to procure equality for everyone, and if rebellions can cause that, then I'm proud to live in a world where that can happen. An example of this is Libre Négo, a defiant position taken by the police in order to raise awareness for the problems that they face and for their rights. They rebel against the system that has harmed them in order to create a powerful platform of awareness that can lead to change. Rebellion can also happen on a smaller level with a more diverse population. Look at the Me Too movement, whose roots stem from going against the social norms and breaking the system of oppression due to assault in the workplace and in society. They are spreading the positive message of change and creating a better world for the next generation, one in which people don't have to be embarrassed or scared of the problems imposed upon them and can give themselves a better life. Rebellion lets people to go against the system and stand up against groups and social norms that are hurting them, and because of that, our world is in a much better place. Even though rebellions can be such a positive influence and bringer of change in our world, it can also be a double-edged sword. Rebellions can also be used in order to let corrupt people usurp a stable government or stage coups in other countries. It can cause confusion, fear, and terror in countries, and it can divide people. But it's the onus of all of us as humans in order to realize the importance of the gift that has been given to us and create positive change that benefits the world and all the people disenfranchised within it. Everyone should be able to feel like the world isn't beating down on them. Everyone should be able to feel like they can lead the best life possible, and if rebellion provides a way out of these harms and the consequences in our world, then I am so proud to live in a world where this can happen. This has been Matthew Homa on Rebellion in Society.
Hey, 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 you have reached Madison's Random Animal Facts number 3. Shout out to the ladies of the world and to those who know what I'm talking about. Did you know only mammals to undergo menopause are elephants, humpback whales, and human females? Well, talk about weird things. I thought mammals would have had my back on this one. Guess not. But still, isn't that pretty awesome? The two largest animals in the world share the same reproducing cycle as us. Elephants are my top favorite animal so far. They're just so cool and so smart. Can I just sneak in that rhymed the fact? Anyways, Maddie Audi.
Rebellion. Hello, I'm me, Victor René, and welcome to you, my friendly listeners. Who hasn't rebelled to defend his liberty of choice? Wikipedia indicates that over 435 rebellions and revolutions occurred in many countries between 460 BC and last year. Without even counting the one in Star Wars. About it. When Luke Skywalker fought Darth Vader. I'm your father. He realized that he didn't know everything. Do you think that the survival instinct depends on what is at stake? So, is it really worth taking a shot? Reality isn't always a game. When facing adversity, here are some different ways to act or react, such as negotiate, you collaborate, you freeze, you run, you rebel, they fight, or just letting go. What type of person are you? Okay, all right. When we think of the word rebel, there is always a winner and loser. But when we negotiate, it's a win-win. Do you think that peace is shared and cultivated by a war? Tolerance really comes from fear. When people explain with empathy, we can join ideas with others to achieve a common and constructive goal. The story of your life is in your hands. We can be peace agents, young Padawans. It was written by Louis-Victor René.
Hey, 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 you have reached Madison's Rando Animal Fact number 4. Here's an idea to try and stay alive if you're ever facing a kangaroo. Did you know if you lift a kangaroo's tail off the ground, it can't hop? They use their tails for balance. Obviously, I wouldn't even go remotely close to a kangaroo in the first place, since there's Mother Nature's champion boxers and are ridiculously ripped. But at least, I know how to maybe avoid getting chased down by one. But actually, don't try and lift a kangaroo's tail. It's dangerous. Maddie Audi.
Here's a story about Solomon and Dove, about the day that they rebelled against a teacher.
Remember that one time when we were falsely accused of throwing ice at someone? That was really, really, really weird.
Yeah, that time of the year was psychotic. Winter in general is psychotic. I don't blame the teachers. Actually, I do. They're kind of rude.
Yeah, sometimes teachers can be ignorant and sort of inconsiderate.
I think the way we rebelled against that one was we told the teachers they jumped to conclusion too fast, which was a pretty good move on our part. After we said that, the teachers were sort of stunned and let us off the hook. Good for us.
Hey, hey, hey. We have reached Madison's Random Animal Facts number 5. Here's just a weird bird fact. Did you know the flamingo can only eat when its head is upside down? I don't understand how that works. I can't even drink upside down without choking or spilling it all over my face. Not like that's anything new. Speaking of upside down, apparently a way to get rid of hiccups is to drink a glass of water upside down. That's so weird and random. Perfect for my segment on this talk show. The weirder the better. Maddie Audi.
It's Anything Goes, the show written by kids, for kids, all kids radio.
On CKUT 90.3 FM.
Hey, hey, hey. You have reached Madison's Random Animal Facts number 6. Now, this is just one of my favorites because it's about the species of my lovely pet, Dusty. Did you know female chinchillas are the only mammal that doesn't have a period? Hands up if you want to be a chinchilla right now. If you can't tell, I'm standing up with both arms in the air. Oh, to be pain-free from cramps. That would make my life 12 times better, and I wouldn't have to dread the unsuspecting moment. My time of the month would be coming. Maddie Audi.
The Meaning of Christmas by Aaron Cunningham. The meaning of Christmas isn't the presents, but about family. Every child thinks that Christmas is all about the presents, but Christmas is about the birth of Jesus and having good Christmas cheer at Christmas. You should always be happy on the holidays, unlike the Grinch, who, as we all know, hated Christmas. But once he found out that it was fun for everyone, he realized it wasn't that bad to try to see what Christmas actually is like. And we all should do that for those who don't like Christmas. Plus, there are so many things to do and a lot of traditions to celebrate. Me and my family have a holiday tradition that we celebrate. Every year, me and my family go to Hudson's Bay downtown, and we each choose an ornament to put on our Christmas tree. This year, I got a gray rocking horse. It's a lot of fun. Another tradition me and my family have is secret stockings, which is when we each draw each other's name from a jar and we have to make a stocking for them. It's really fun, too. There's a song called The Little Drummer Boy that explains all about the birth of Jesus and how a boy's gift to him was the boy playing his drum for Jesus because he was poor and couldn't bring him a gift. And that's the meaning of Christmas fire.
Hey, hey, hey. It seems like you've made it all the way through my 6 weird but true animal facts. Good for you. Please come back next time to hear 6 new weird but true animal facts, along with my relevant or even non-relevant commentary. I had so much fun today, and I hope you learned some weird animal facts that you didn't know about. And if you did know about these, then you're just as crazy of an animal lover as me. Have a wonderful Saturday, Maddie Audi.
Welcome to the Problem Solving Conflict Resolution Changemakers Club. As the name suggests, we give ourselves a lot of options and responsibilities. I'd like to welcome our new member, Mark.
Hi, I'm happy to be here.
Great. Now let's talk about some of the problems that we have with our school and the solutions that we have to them. Who wants to go first?
Well, I've got this problem with the art class. Nothing ever makes sense, and everyone's better than me. What should I do?
Rebel, tear down the art class. Tell the headmaster and destroy it.
Well, I was thinking kind of less violent.
Why don't you just talk to the teacher and solve your problem one-on-one?
That sounds like a great idea. Always use rebellion sparingly. It's a powerful tool.
Well, I've got a problem. Me and my friend got into a fight.
Burn his homework!
I don't think that will help. I just want to move on and be friends.
Rebel against the system. Who needs friends? I, for one, don't.
All right, enough with the rebellion. Mark, please finish.
All I want is for him not to be mad.
Slip laxatives into his mashed potatoes.
How do you even know what they are? We're supposed to be like 10. Gross. Wait, why do I know that?
Okay, I think that's enough. You should just invite him to a fun exercise you can do together.
You mean like tuning into CKUT 90.3 FM? I've heard they've got this show called Anything Goes. The show by kids, for kids, all kids radio.
The show was conceived, written, and performed by Louis-Victor René, Matthew Liffler, Matthew Homa, Solomon Phillips, Dove Vauquang. The show was produced and edited by Sarah DeHay.
Thanks for tuning in. See you next month.
The show airs every last Saturday of the month at 10 a.m. See you then.
10 p.m. See you then.
The show was conceived, written, and performed by. The show was produced and edited by Sarah Duhaus. Is that how I say it? The show was produced and edited by Sarah. I forget that part.
Jeffy,
help, I've fallen and I can't get out.
Jeffy,
the show airs every last Saturday of the month at 10 p.m. See you then.
10 p.m.? What is it, Saturday Night Live?
Sorry.
I am good.
So wait, like do I start? Ba-ba-da-ba. Ow!
What was that?
I don't know.
Stop moving, though.
Ow.
I'm Dove and I'm Saul. Today we're going to talk
okay,
about...
Okay, wait, I assume that Solomon's going to say
oh, yeah. I'm like, yeah. Wait, you're Dove and Saul? I'm like, what?
If you have flu-like or COVID-19-like symptoms, such as fever, cough, loss of taste or smell, or if you have been in contact with someone infected with the virus, it's essential to get tested and to follow isolation instructions, even if you're vaccinated. Screening remains one of the best ways to limit outbreaks. To find out more, visit quebec.ca/test-COVID-19. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Happy birthday, Félix Gauvin, and your joyeuse année.